my God, we forgot what album we're doing.
Johnny Cash.
No.
Welcome to the Hillside, Album Hour. With a way back to all your friends, we'll get to them in just a few moments. You creative folks, you so creative folks. The ones that were brave enough to come out here on Wednesday night and set their chairs up. Yes, sir, I saw you. Wednesday night, setting chairs up. Confident that they would still be here come Saturday afternoon. And you're there. You folks in the woods, we love you. Up on the ridge there, great seats. But folks, if you will, turn your attention, those who can, to the right. There's a group up there in a little tent, a couple of ladies sitting there in the shade. That's got to be some of the most creative planning done for the Hillside Album Hour. Just walk up, pop up your 10x10, and enjoy a Saturday afternoon in Wilkes-Barre. We're going to have a great one, folks. Every Hillside Album Hour is special and unique in its own way. This one promises to be the same. You got your friends here. The way back, all their, well, not all their pals, but a big bunch of their pals are here for you. So are you ready? Make them welcome to the Hillside Mofest 2019, presented by Wonderworld, the way backs in the Hillside Album Hour. Thank you.
I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. So don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Thank you.
Young for joining us on the keyboards. And thank you, Sarah Dugas.
It's really good to see you guys after 7 years of not being at Girlfest. What is it? Or my very first Merle Fest was 12 years ago, and it's so good to be back here and celebrating with you guys on the Hillside stage with the Waybacks. Third Hillside album hour.
How's that mandolin, Sam?
Thank you.
Well, you can't follow that exactly, but we're going to do something different. Who made it to Mandomania today? There you go. I miss Mandomania. It makes me sad. That's probably the only regret I have about album hours. I miss Mandomania just about every year because of this thing. So we're going to do our best to recreate a nice little mandolin here. Little Mandomania. Little mandolin army. Actually, I'm thinking of this particular configuration as the fellowship of the mandolin.
James does a bunch of research for all of these albums that he picks out for the Hillside, and we're gonna do a song by the Fairport Convention, which the only guest that ever guested with Led Zeppelin was Sandy Denny, and so we're gonna pay a little homage to that.
Actually, the research that I recommend the most for Led Zeppelin 4 is just to watch all three Lord of the Rings movies in order. It works out great. Worked out great for me last night. I'm a little tired.
My father, he rides with your shirt, and I know he would never mean harm, but to see blue sides of the quarrel is to judge without haste or alarm. You take away homes from the homeless and leave them to die in the cold, but the gypsy who begged you for presents, he will laugh in your face when you're wrong.
Walk the night alone.
Mr. Tony Williamson. All right, so there's a little controversy about this next song. I mean, the first bit of controversy is that there's signs up at a lot of music stores that say you can't play it if you take a guitar down off the wall. Sorry, I just want to make sure I'm in tune for this. Because there is another bit of controversy. Backmasking. Anybody know what backmasking is? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's a technical term for thinking that there's satanic lyrics hidden in the song. And maybe if you play it backwards, you can hear them. There was a televangelist back in 1982 who made a big case out of this, got all over the news, and even got a California State Assemblyman to sponsor a bill saying that there should be a warning label on this record that we're about to play for you. So with the album out, we like to dig into these mysteries and see if we can shed a little light on them. I think that's an excellent idea, sir. We're going to have the lovely Miss Sarah Dugas. Give a hand to Sarah Dugas. She's going to sing this song. She's going to sing the verse in question, the bustle in your hedgerow, the odd verse that almost sounds like they made the words up just so it would sound cool backwards. And we're gonna play it backwards right here live and see what you guys think.
Let's see if I can do this backwards.
If there's a bustle in your head, this room, don't be alone now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
Yeah, you can give it up for that. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, so here's the original. Okay, that's not backwards. That's what we just did. All right, the magic button, the evil button. Now listen closely and see what you think. Something a little evil, a little dark and satanic. Give us a shout if you heard it. Now, on the other hand, give us a shout if you think it's all ridiculous, it's only rock and roll, but you like it.
Jesus.
song was inspired by actual events that took place on July 7th in 1968 in Hyde Park in London. It was a political rally. It was a rally to try to change laws about, trying to change the way that we handle it was a political rally. We're going to tell you about it.
Thank you.
on guitar.
Thank you all very, very much. means so much for you all to support us like this. We appreciate it. We absolutely do not take the album hour for granted, and we don't take you for granted, and it's why we try so hard to put on as good a show as we can, and it means the world to us that you keep coming back year after year to see. So the next two songs, they're both about people leaving their homes in search of something. The first one's going out to California with an aching in his heart. And the second one's a woman going out to Chicago trying to find a job. And that second one, I wanted to do some more reading about that, and that song's about the Great Flood of Mississippi in 1927. And I don't know about y'all, but I didn't learn about that at all in history class, but I learned about it from musicians. Bob Dylan sings about it, Randy Newman sings about it, Bessie Smith and John Lee Hooker, they all sing about it. And so I wanted to learn more about that flood, and what I found out was just devastating. It was possibly the worst natural disaster in American history. Over $1 trillion in property damage, 70% of that was African Americans, and there were 200,000 black Americans who were driven out of their homes by the floodwaters. And it made me wonder why it was musicians who were teaching us about that instead of the history books. And I thought about it, and if you read about it, most of the people who left their homes, went north, ended up in Chicago. And a couple years later, the Electric Blues started in Chicago with Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon, and they were singing these same stories from the Mississippi Delta. And then guys like John Lennon and Paul McCartney and Jagger and Richards and the guys from Led Zeppelin were all listening to this music. And I'm pretty sure that we wouldn't have the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin if it weren't for the Great Flood of 1927. So Zeppelin chose to end their record with this song about this woman going up north trying to find a better life for herself among strangers, and that's something that most of us are lucky enough that we'll never experience what that feels like. And so I'd like to send out a prayer today to the album hour like I do every year, and it's that we all think about how lucky we are and how fortunate we are, and then we think about there are people still coming and wanting to be part of our community and who look at us as strangers. I think maybe those people who are coming to our communities now are a lot like that woman from Chicago, leaving her flooded home with an empty heart and looking for a better life. Because sometimes the levee breaks.
Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking. Streets are full of strangers. All the news of home you read just gives you the blues. Just gives you the blues. Oh, California. And flowers in her hair. king without a queen. He says she plays a guitar and cries and sings. Everybody know. La 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 la. Found him right there on the footsteps of dawn.
What a pleasure to have him involved with us so many years. On the mandolin and singing that song about whatever it was he was singing about, that's Mr. Sam Bush. Well, we told you a little bit about that flood. That's Red Young from Austin, Texas, back there on the piano. He's going to tell you a little more about it.
Hey, and my long-lost sister, Tanya Elizabeth, if she's around, she should come up here for this one.
It rained and it rained.
Try to explain that to your friends and get out there.